From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Islamic State launches new attacks in northern Syria. Islamic State fighters begin a new offensive against the Kurdish-held border city of Kobani. They were also pushing into government-held areas in the mostly Kurdish town of Hasaka. The attacks came after the IS suffered a series of setbacks in northern Syria against Kurdish forces. A senior U.S. administration official says Iran nuclear negotiators may not make a June 30th deadline for a final agreement. The official said negotiators are expected to at least be close to an agreement. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Vienna Friday, where talks have already been held. The U.S. State Department's yearly report on human rights says 2014 was marked by the suffering and abuse of many people around the world. In the report released Thursday, Secretary of State Kerry emphasized the need for change.
So why do we care? Well, we care because respect for human rights provides the truest mirror that we have of ourselves. The most objective test of how we have come over the centuries and how far we still have to go. It is a yardstick by which we can measure life itself.
Secretary Kerry pointed to terrorist groups who exploit religious divisions to advance a totalitarian ideology. The report also criticized Russian restrictions on freedom of expression, as well as politically motivated prosecutions and government discrimination against minorities in that country. Nigeria's new president will be meeting with President Obama next month to discuss the fight against militant group Boko Haram and other crucial issues. The White House says Mr. Obama will host President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House on July 20th. President Buhari was inaugurated last month after defeating Goodluck Jonathan in the March election. This is VOA News. Still no end to the Greek debt crisis. A two-day summit continues Friday in Brussels. Lisa Bryant reports.
European Union leaders held out hope that the deadlock over the Greek financial crisis will soon be resolved. A meeting earlier in the day between Greece and its creditors failed to reach agreement on a bailout deal. Without it, Greece will not get its next chunk of bailout funds it needs and likely be unable to pay the $1.8 billion it owes the International Monetary Fund by June 30th. A Greek debt default raises chances that Athens will exit the 19-member Euro currency union and, some warn, even the European Union. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
South Africa says it may withdraw from the International Criminal Court after controversy rose over its refusal to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on genocide charges. A government spokesman said Thursday a withdrawal would be a last resort following a review made of the guidelines for the International Criminal Court. A big victory for President Obama. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld his signature health care law. The High Court voted 6-3 to affirm the legal status of the Affordable Care Act, more popularly known in the United States as Obamacare. White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports on Thursday's announcement.
Signing a national health care law that would guarantee coverage for all Americans was a cornerstone of Mr. Obama's bid for the presidency 7 years ago. Now, the Supreme Court's ruling means that law has survived yet another challenge.
So this was a good day for America.
With many Americans who were previously excluded from health plans because of pre-existing conditions now covered, the president said he believes there can be no doubt the law is working and described it as part of the fabric of America that cannot be undone. Luis Ramirez at the White House.
The body of South Carolina State Senator Clementa Pinckney came home Thursday evening to the church where he'd been pastor for the past 5 years, Emmanuel AME in Charleston. Reverend Pinckney was one of nine black people killed by a white gunman during Bible study last week. President Obama will deliver the eulogy at Reverend Pinckney's funeral Friday. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry presented to the International Criminal Court in The Hague documents alleging that Israel and its military violated international law and committed war crimes during the 50-day Gaza war last year. The Palestinian papers are not considered criminal evidence, but will be treated as part of the fact-gathering by the court's chief prosecutor, to decide if there is a strong enough case to open a criminal investigation. The move comes 3 days after UN investigators said both Israel and Palestinian militant groups committed grave abuses of international humanitarian law during the conflict that may amount to war crimes. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.